Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the two biggest U.S. mortgage finance companies. But there are growing concerns that the companies may not have enough capital to weather the biggest housing slump since the Great Depression. Concerns that the two companies may need more capital were heightened this week after Lehman Brothers released a report saying a new accounting rule may require the companies to raise $75 billion. Freddie Mac shares dropped 18% after the report was issued on June 7th, and Fannie Mae dropped 16%. But the agencies are still key players in trying to aid those affected by the subprime mortgage crisis. This Saturday, there will be a foreclosure assistance workshop hosted by Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor at the Hunt Community Center at Al Lopez Park in Tampa. Robin Stout-Magala is the consumer outreach manager for Freddie Mac. In an interview with WMNF today, she discussed the foreclosure crisis, beginning by explaining what exactly her company does.
Okay, well, Freddie Mac was chartered by Congress in 1970 to provide liquidity to the mortgage market. Fannie Mae has been around since the 1930s doing the same thing. And basically the difference between us is Fannie Mae has more government loans and Freddie Mac is basically conventional loans. When I say government, I mean FHA, VA. So they have conventional and FHA, VA loans and we buy conventional loans.
Okay?
Sure. So basically what we do is a lender makes a loan to a borrower to buy a house. And the lender could sell the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. We pay the lender for that loan. They take that money and make another loan to another homeowner. And so we buy loans. We don't service them ourselves. We hire servicers to do that for us. And that's like Chase and Wells Fargo and Washington Mutual and lenders such as that.
Sure.
Okay? We then take the loans that we own and we package them up and sell them in securities on Wall Street. And we guarantee that even if the borrower doesn't make the payment, we guarantee to the investment holder that we will make the payments, even if the borrower doesn't. And so that's how we keep the mortgage market flowing so that people can continue to get money to buy homes.
In terms of this mortgage crisis that we've been going through the last year and a half or so, I know it somewhat affected your companies there. Your stock, you know, has tumbled a lot earlier this year. There's been some concerns whether your companies have enough capital to survive in this housing market.
That, frankly, is not my area of expertise. It's business as usual for us. We are raising capital. Freddie Mac is about to become SEC registered, okay? And we're very familiar with the crisis. There is a lot that Freddie Mac is doing to work within the crisis. And so for us, it's a matter of raising the capital and getting the business done.
Do you have any information about the number of foreclosures we're at right now? Is this trend still getting worse? Is it leveling up a bit? Do you see this going on for another year or so?
Probably for another year or so. The delinquencies are still rising, not only in prime, but in subprime, of course. And Freddie Mac doesn't have subprime loans. The 11 million loans that we have are all prime loans in the market. Delinquencies are increasing. Florida is in particular one of the hardest hit states that we're dealing with right now. And there are solutions for homeowners, though. You know, we did a survey with over 2,000 borrowers 6 months ago, and we asked homeowners, why don't they call their lender when they get into trouble? Because many borrowers, 50% of homeowners, go to foreclosure sale without ever having talked to their lender.
Right.
And the reason is, they said they didn't know there were options other than foreclosure. So for the last 3 years, we have been out in public around the country trying to spread the word that there are options other than foreclosure, and that's the big message that we've been trying to get out for so long, is that you need to call your lender, you need to call a housing counseling agency. There are hundreds of housing counseling agencies all around the country, many of them in Florida. And all they have to do is go to HUD's website, HUD.gov, for a homeowner to find an approved nonprofit housing counselor right in their area.
Absolutely. And again, we're speaking with Robert Stout-Magala from Freddie Mac. There are different options that people have, right? I mean, whether it's finding a repayment plan or modifying their mortgages, there are things out there that people can do.
Exactly. And one of the things that's most important, the first option that's available to homeowners is called a forbearance. And a forbearance is basically a three-month period where the borrower either pays no payment or partial payment until they get back on their feet. And a forbearance is good for a homeowner who was out of work and looking for work, who was out sick and is now going back to work. and will be making future income but can't get caught up on the back payments and just needs a little time to get back on their feet. So when a borrower believes that they're delinquent, they're newly delinquent, and they can't afford the mortgage payments, their future looks brighter. What they need to do is call their lender and say, I need a forbearance. I'm out of work. I'm going back to work. Give me a chance. Let me have this forbearance period so that I can look for a job when I get back on my feet. After the forbearance, then a borrower can do either a repayment plan, which is a payment plus a little bit of the back payments. It's like a payment and a half or a payment and a third or a payment and a quarter. And if that doesn't work, then the borrower can ask for a loan modification where the interest rate is changed, the loan term is extended, sometimes even out to 40 years, so the borrower can afford the payment better, and the back payments are added to the loan balance. So the borrower, if they don't have any money and can't afford to contribute anything, we can add the back payments to the loan and bring the loan current immediately that way.